approve the traveling seminar.
A second.
Motion by Commissioner Boggs, second by Commissioner Hinton to approve traveling seminar for county employees and elected officials. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries unanimously. Item number 10, approve oral and written reports. You've got normal. Fire department reports.
I got one question. Steve, how are we gonna coordinate moving this stuff? Are we gonna help them move, or are y'all gonna move it? The Veteran Administration gonna move it, or how, what are we gonna do about moving this stuff down?
We probably get
Some jail inmates to help move it?
Yeah.
Of course, they need to oversee it, I would think. You know, some of y'all need to be here, veterans.
I'm like, moving all three organizations, officers, the DAB, the BMW, the regulation, the physical, district manager. At the same time, I don't know if the court would like someone to help oversee it, be glad to see it, but I think it should be one of the first priorities of the incoming veteran service officer to take charge of that office. Just as it is there.
Yeah, you're probably right on that.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
And I think we're hoping that our application period ends Friday, is that right? There've been quite a few applications. And we hope to make a decision probably the next commission board meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And Judge, I agree. I think if we're in the process, I'd like for somebody to be there from the VA or somebody that could be there and then move it and bring the keys back to you to make sure it's secure. Right now, you do have the keys to the office. I know when we made the move to the district clerk's office, I made sure I was there in the process because there was some evidence and things like that. So I just signed off that I was there and saw everything that happened.
Okay. Any other oral or written reports? Is there a motion to accept the report?
So moved.
Second.
The motion by Commissioner Hens, second by Commissioner Beal to accept oral written reports. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item number 11, Treasurer's Report.
Thank you.
Make a motion to approve the Treasurer's Report.
Second.
Have a motion by Commissioner Beal, second by Commissioner Hens to approve the Treasurer's Report. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item number 12, Budget Amendments. Do we have any budget amendments? Budget amendments. Item number 13, signed pay orders, approved payments. The motion to pay our bills.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Beal, second by, second by Commissioner Hockaday to approve payment of our bills. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, Davis.
Pardon me?
Motion carries, Davis.
Yes.
Motion carries. Judge did not vote. Item number 14, closing comments. Commissioner Boggs.
I have none.
Judge, I do have one thing I'd like to talk about. We are working with Jacob Hatfield, representing the city, on our cleanup week, and we are in the process of trying to work, get a date set up. Right now, we were hoping to have it here in the next week or two, but Jacob needs to work with the city, and I told him I'd like to do it together if we could, because that way people have two options. They can go to the landfill or they go to the dumpsters that we have out in the county. And hopefully the next court meeting will be able to give you a date, the week of the cleanup, the city and of the county. This has been a good program. I think the people enjoy it, and it gives them a chance to get rid of some trash, and also it helps the county because it stays off county roads. We've got enough trash right now on the county roads. And I appreciate Tim Ingram putting that in the paper about the old tires that we have in the county and what people are doing. Somebody's out there throwing them out. We're going to catch them. It's just a matter of time. And $500.
I had 20 tires threw in a creek this weekend.
We've got plenty to do with the rain that we've had for the last 8 months and going around picking up all this old stuff. They catch it, it's $500 a tire, I believe. And I'm going to encourage the JPs to give them a max because it's really become a problem. We've got a location that's probably has 300 tires in it. We catch them, we will prosecute them.
I was not just kidding with Mr. Bell about the county needs to orchestrate a publicity campaign on publish the sheriff's department phone number. Really, the only way to control it is to have people in the county who observe these things. You know, just calling license plate numbers and a vehicle description. If there's a truck stack full of tires out on County Road 1670, they're probably not going to the dump. They're probably going to the side of the road.
Looking for the nearest creek.
Exactly, yeah. And, you know, we have over 1,200 tires at our maintenance barn that we picked up.
And most of those have been picked up on the side of the road.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We hauled 2-3 weeks ago, we hauled two dump truck loads, and a week later we hauled another. Now we've got 20 more, and this is in the last month. So
it's quite a problem.
It is a problem.
Any other comments?
I got 2 or 3 things, Judge, I'd like to ask. First thing is, I know you've been checking on this GPS. Could you kind of give us an update or somewhere where we're at? Have you found out anything on it? Or
I have not found out anything additional to
what we already knew.
It's their responsibility, and no, it's their responsibility. You know, it's just.
See, I don't understand, because when we signed that contract way back and they did all this, this was supposed to be included.
There's something about the ability to digitize. I'm not sure what it is. I'm going to attend a meeting here in a little bit on broadband. And L.D. Williamson, I think, will be at that meeting, and I'm going to ask him if there's any update.
Well, we're the only county around us that does that you can't go on your GPS thing and locate us.
Yeah. So,
and the other thing I'd like to say is
Before you move to that other issue, let me just tell you what I found out in dealing with it, that ETCOG has the data in map format. Garmin, all the other GPS entities need it in a digital format, just like the judge says. And they don't feel like they need to do that. They feel like the GPS companies need to do that, and I disagree. I think it's the COG's responsibility to furnish that information in a format that will enable those companies to do what they do.
Well, my understanding was they were going to do this when we did our maps and mapping and all. So, of course,
there's a disjoint between David Jones and the, you know, whoever is wanting the information as to whose responsibility is to digitize all that. And they have to have it in that form.
And the other thing I'd like to say, Judge, is since the state is already asking all their offices to reduce their budgets by 5%, and we heard this at the forum out here, I'd like to, of course, we're not too far from our budget, and I'd like for, when we send out our budget things, to ask each elected official to try to reduce their budget by 5% or so. And that's their operation, not their salaried employees or the salaries, but just from the operational part of their budgets. And I don't think that's asking too much for this, for the people of this county. So I'd like for, when we send out our budget request for them to fill out, to include that in there to work on there. So we don't have, so they can do it themselves and know where they're cutting it instead of us trying to cut it for them and then.
Okay. Any other comments?
Well, I have one more, but we covered in on the hiring somebody to help us on this property, figure out how we're going to do the shuffling around and so forth.
I talked to Paul Heidecker this morning. Normally we have a report on the first meeting of the month on our Luke project. They're continuing to pursue acquisition of right-of-way. I think they're in some pretty critical negotiations at this point on some of the pieces of property. They're hoping that within the next 3 to 4 weeks we'll have the bond loop, which is the finding of no significant impact on the east loop, which is about 2348. That's the key to really technically allow the beginning of right-of-way acquisition on 2348. Then we still have the 1,000, is that what it is?
Yeah, there's Tennyson Road 1,000.
They're still in the environmental phase on that, dealing with Indian problems there. But I expect they'll probably be at our next meeting to give us a full-blown report. But they are in the process of acquiring right-of-way where they can and waiting on the Fonzie on 2348, where we are on the loop.
And with that, anything else?
I don't have anything else.
Movement.
Item number 2 doesn't have a motion and a second to table on the minutes, just as a table. Item number 3 has a motion
on item 2 to table.
So moved.
There's a second.
Second.
Motion to second to table the minute item number 2 on the agenda. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion carries unanimously. Mr. Bob, we had a release from Senator Cornyn's office that where he announced that the Cookeville Volunteer Fire Department was to receive a grant in the amount of $49,909. This funding will help make sure first responders